With lashings of country news, science fiction views, top interviews and a clear audio muse, it's the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM.
Absolutely. Okay, Cameron, let's move straight to the selection today. It's quite wonderful, and I'm sure, actually, Claire, from your own perspective, we will set the scene. Claire Parker, you are officially Premier Solicitor and partner at Wilkin Chapman Grange.
Very kind to say so. Thank you. Yes.
Good. That's what you see. Just important for the legal aspects, Cameron. You appreciate that. You always need to make sure that the legalities are sorted through on this particular issue. Maybe Claire can actually help us secure our missing, absent 18 Twitter followers have stopped following at Southside Broad Sea. I'm sorry, but it's obviously caused me, no end of
great,
grief since we actually sort of.
Well, they've obviously taken the fifth. They've chosen under advice of counsel not to answer any questions on the grounds that it may incriminate themselves.
Yeah. Steady, Cameron. After last week's discussion, when I almost broke into some sort of musical routine, I'll just give you a few seconds of this. Now, do you remember that one, Claire?
Sorry, I don't.
No, Ed?
Haven't a clue.
F major, but other than that,
F major. Cameron, no, surely, green alligators.
Oh, yeah. See, I tried to put that out of my mind.
The Bachelors, sure enough. I'll give you the first 20 seconds there. You'd ever see. They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn.
There was green alligators along the gate. No. Some humpty-backed camels and some...
Yeah, you see, it's the humpty-backed camels. I've never quite worked out. The good news is there's an antidote coming up in the shape of your choice for today, Cameron. It's going to rock and roll with our hot peppers going like guacamole.
There you go. We're really honored to have in the office today Cerrito. Cerrito is really, really doing the Hispanic Latino market. He's broken in around the world on radio.
Let's just test this for a moment. Claire, are you a Hispanic, hot-blooded? I mean, I noticed you're wearing a red top today. I'm not sure the webcam's been left on from that part of you. But
well, that's just to counteract the weather today, to be honest with you. Somebody's got to brighten the place up, haven't they?
Very good. Are you attending to salsa in court every so often?
No. I did have a client that was teaching me to salsa in my office the other day,
But
that was entertaining for my staff.
I tell you, you might cite Boston Legal and possibly also LA Law as inspiration. I think it's Ally McBeal that led you into the legal profession. Ed, salsa?
I've never been to Spain. Okay. Would you believe it? You would believe it, obviously, but I've never been.
Keep going, Cameron. Cerrito, keep on going.
He's never been to Spain, but he kind of likes the music. That's a musical reference that a few people will get. Cerrito has just been doing some incredible things in the Hispanic market, the Latino market around the world. He's worked with people like Charo, Lynn Anderson, real legends in the music business and entertainment field. And I wanted to play this song today because I think it's really cool. This is Cerrito and Hot Pepper Doll on Siren FM.
Well, I'd like you to meet her, Lupita Conchita Valdez. A hot pepper doll that I'm marrying.
And as is often the case, Cameron, you put on a little bit of salsa, you put on a little bit of Hot Pepper Doll, and the Lincoln Cobra Elite's very own Hot Pepper Doll, Holly Cox, joins us again. How are you, Holly?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Good, excellent. Let's go around the team. Ed, what did you make of the little Cerrito number?
Okay, so for its style, I think very well put together. I'm not saying it's my favourite style, but I'm saying for that style, it sounded very well organised, very well produced.
For its style. Okay. Could be damned with faint praise. Claire.
Well, you see, after The Bachelors that you introduced us to earlier, it really didn't have... It had to be good, didn't it, compared to that? But no, really easy to listen to. Enjoyed that. Thanks, Cameron.
And it's probably... I don't know if you caught any flavour of that, Holly. Is that sort of thing when you should think...
Yeah, I do love a bit of salsa.
A little bit of salsa. There we are. Well, I quite liked it, I think. We'll play it again tomorrow morning, obviously, with a whole range of other factors. But, yeah, I think that worked well. So it's thumbs up, effectively, Cameron. Well done. Marvellous stuff. And Claire's got a question for you.
Sure.
Cameron, I'm just intrigued. Is the salsa, the music, is that big in America at the moment, or is it just your personal favorite? Why have you chosen that one?
Cerrito has been really instrumental in crossing borders, you know, as far as straight, right down the line country music and Latino country music. Quite often most of the things he does is bilingual, so it's in both languages. He's just a really hot artist, and we're hoping we'll have the chance to work with him. We're really excited about the things he's done so far. There's talk about going into NASCAR and different things like that, which, as you can appreciate, the Latino market is huge. And not just for Latino artists, but for Anglo artists that are breaking into that. So it's a two-way street, too. You know, Latino artists breaking into the mainstream of music as well as going the other way. So we're really excited about it.
Well, it can only help being on the Madrid Drivers. I'm sure you're aware, Cameron.
That's it, yeah. Now, we break all the big names here.
In previous weeks, we've had on our schedules that Holly Cox was going to be in the studio, in the house, etc. Tragically, other things interfered. Competitions, Holly.
Yes.
Practices.
We had our competition 2 weeks ago.
Go on.
We came second.
Hey!
So good. Really happy about that.
That's great. Out of how many?
There was only five of us.
That's second. That's pretty good. That's significant.
Definitely right. For our first competition.
So this campaign that we're looking to get the Madrid Drive, a cheerleading team, you know, Cobra Elite, etc. Do you think that still go?
Yes, definitely.
Claire, of course, you will be a part of this.
Well, thank you. That, look forward to that.
Legal aspects of the cheer. If we got successful terriers, I mean, Ed, you broke the news today that we received our check in the post from the Yorkshire Agricultural Society. It has arrived.
It has, and we've got class 4, class 5, yep. Class 16 and 25, position 4, 4, 5, 1, respectively. Total, £40.
English pounds. That would be almost 80 American dollars, I think, at current exchange rates. There we are. So, name me a single global radio service, Cameron, that actually has its very own terrier team.
Well, see, this is the great thing because, you know, Siren is a global kind of radio station, and Maple Star Music and Media, we work with artists from all over the world, exposing them to different audiences in other parts of the world that they're not big in, and hopefully everybody gets to grow a little bit.
Exactly. Coming up shortly, Abby Bridgman.
And
she's had an interesting life routine. A brief background, please, Cameron, before we actually go to the gal herself, who's currently based in Southport. So we're going East Coast, West Coast here in many ways.
Yeah, there you go. Abby was brought to me through a friend of ours and a co-writer of my wife's, Pete Kennedy. He's been working with her, and again, the international aspect. Pete is from Ireland. And he discovered Abby. She's had a career in modeling. She's an athlete. And she was most recently over here in Nashville back in June for CMA Music Fest. And she performed at a couple of international showcases and just blew the crowd away. Big things are on the way for this girl, and I can't wait for you to talk to her.
We will be featuring the Abby Bridgman Classic, of course, available to buy and purchase, download, and all the rest of the bits and pieces without you very shortly. But keeping the theme going, I think you deserve a little thank you, Cameron, for this sort of thing. So whilst I'm just sort of setting this up, let's see if Holly can remember those last two questions. Holly, do you remember those last two questions? No, it's all right. Don't worry, Holly. You'll pick it up by the end of the show. Would you like to share those last two questions, Claire?
I can manage that. Yes, Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
I sure have.
And can we hope that you'll be back with us again soon?
I'll be back next week.
Yeah, he's the
brilliant.
Same. Now, obviously, your reward originally had planned to be... But I think you said no to it. You said that was definitely no from that sort of point of view. So, because you deserve it, here's Tim McGraw. Frankly, it wouldn't be the same without you, Cameron. Nashville, that is.
It'd be just another river town. Streets would have a different sound. There'd be no honky-tonks with whiskey rounds. No dreamers chasing dreams. It'd be just another river town. Streets would have a different sound.
So, Claire Parker, ace legal bod. How does a beauty queen from a seaside town near Liverpool, England, make it to Nashville as a country music singer?
I am really looking forward to finding out how.
Exactly. Abby Bridgman, how are you?
Hello, I'm excellent, thank you.
Fantastic stuff. We've got a little announcement before we find the answer to that mystical question in many ways, and mystifying one, that Penny Evans is listening to the show on Siren FM, and then she's off to rehearse for her gig with Flynn's Gold, which is the new name, which is tomorrow night, that'd be Thursday, the 1st of August, 9 p.m. at the Cheshire Cheese Pub. I'll say that again, the Cheshire Cheese Pub in Buxton. It's not even in the right county to be Cheshire. Sorry, but Buxton, Derbyshire, surely. Cheshire Cheese. Sorry, it's just a minor point, Abby. Don't worry about the whole thing. Quick introduction. Who knows, you may be performing at the Cheshire Cheese Club yourself in the not-too-distant future. Who knows what could be happening there. But we have the aforementioned Claire Parker in the studio. We've got the fabulous Holly Cox, who is... What's your role within the Cobra Elite cheerleading squad?
I am one of the coaches, and I'm the treasurer.
One of the coaches and the treasurer. Fantastic stuff. A very important person indeed. And the wonderful Ed Wellman is with us as well from that point of view. So before we actually put Holly on the case to actually get a cheerleading team together for Abby Bridgman, give me an A, give me a B, give me an I. Yeah, see what we're doing here. How does a beauty queen from a seaside town near Liverpool, England, that would be Southport, make it to Nashville as a country music singer?
Gosh, that's quite a question to put into probably a very short answer and a very fast answer. I have always been involved with music, and I started off as, I'm sure, I think last time when you first played my single, Cameron mentioned, it all started from I was on Team Great Britain for sport. I was an international athlete, and a back injury took my dream away from me, really, and I was bedridden for 2 years, not being able to go to school, and a competition cup, well, everyone knows the Miss England. In the local paper, the Miss Southport competition came along, and my mum and my friends thought, God, let's put her into it, give her a bit of confidence, something to do. And to be honest, it went very well. I won that, and then I won the Sportsman Award. I got to the finals, and I got into the top 10. And then a few other competitions came along, and I became a Miss England United Nations and a Miss Great Britain going to Taiwan. And then I had fun. That was a fantastic year for me. I had fun travelling. I'm not the most beauty conscious of girls, so for some, not the most privileged background, so to be able as a humble girl from a normal background to travel was sensational. So then I decided to really, I've been songwriting all my life, and I thought I'm going to give it a go. And then Lee Williams, the manager and the president of the Country Music Awards in Britain, heard my material and thought, wow, she'll be good enough to put on in Nashville. And the rest is history. I think I might have missed something out there, but I think I got it all.
I'm just going to say, literally, in what, 2 decades or thereabouts of time on the planet Earth, 20-odd years, I mean, that's packed in so much. I mean, I just have this notion of, I mean, being bedridden for 2 years, going through that whole life-changing experience. Inspirational is the word that springs to mind. Ed?
Yeah. I must say, it certainly gets your life perspective very good. I think it makes you appreciate things a lot more, and you know, it just really makes you give your all into think, you know, if you can really put this all into something and you really care about it, you can really achieve it. I think that's a life lesson I was very, very lucky to have learnt at a young age.
It's the triple whammy of belief, courage and talent. Okay, Ed, over to you.
So 2 decades down, Abby, how do you see the next 10 years panning out? Do you think it will be quite the same pace as the last 10 years have been?
Hopefully no injuries, let's face it, you know, goodness me.
Oh, God, no one can ever say, Gabby, go break a leg before you go
on stage.
I must say, I'm starting to just take it day by day. When I came home from Nashville, it was just sensational. The people I met over there, my very, very good friend now, Pete Kennedy, he's doing sensationally well in Nashville, and I was lucky enough to actually join him on the Chevrolet stage during the CMA Fest, which was just surreal. And if you told me this would have been happening last year, I would have laughed and gone, oh, that's a dream. So all I'm going to do is, you know, I'm just carrying on really concentrating on writing some music right now, and that's going well. I see myself going to Nashville in the very near future, and I should there right now, but there's a few interesting, exciting things going on which I need to see through before that can go
It's just getting better and better, because also I was actually tagged, even though I don't actually appear as such in the photograph, in a photo with Cameron and Abby there, which you can actually see in Nashville. There's Cameron with Abby Bridgman there, from that point of view. That's a nice way of sound. And indeed, already 16 people actually like that, which is very nice. Good stuff as far as that's actually concerned. Abby, are we set and ready to actually have a listen to Without You? Because when initially Cameron sent this over to us, we thought, oh, it's a cover of the Nielsen song. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
And Nashville wouldn't be Nashville without you, as indeed we've just heard from Tim McGraw. So, Holly, are we set and ready to listen to Abby Bridgman's Without You?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Claire?
Looking forward to it.
Ed?
Go for it. Press go.
Stay with us, Abby. We'll be back with you after this.
I will do.
It's time to go. Why can't you stay? Just to leave me here. Not a word to say. Been so long without you.
Every last little minim crotchet, semi-breve, and other words. Tunes from Without You and Abby Bridgman. Claire Parker, what did you make of that one?
Well, Abby, I have to say you've done something that I haven't known happen before, and that's silence this studio, because we all sat there listening intently, really enjoying it. Brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Holly?
It really nicely just ended my day of work to sit here and listen to that. It was so nice.
Very nice. It's a nice chillaxing sound from that body. And Ed?
Yeah, fantastic. And it wasn't that we weren't talking. We weren't moving either, actually. It was, they had a very...
We were frozen to the spot. We were immobile. Yeah. So we thought, right, it's like positivity in every way. Claire, you've discovered that... I was going to say our Abby there, a kind of northern routine. Our Abby, fantastic. Welcome. They wouldn't understand that in Nashville, that kind of familiarity. They'd say, what? But Claire, you've discovered she's a bit of a superhero in as well.
Well, Abby, I'm so impressed because you're a songwriter, singer, athlete, model. And I also gather you're a fantastic person to have around if you happen to be drowning in deep water.
Yes.
What was that all about? Yeah. You had a great experience, I gather.
Which one?
Well, the one I'm
a lifeguard, you see. When I'm not singing and prancing around on a stage, I'm a...
Oh, just in your spare time, you mean? Yes. Yeah, when you think there's to do. Well, I gather that one of your fellow models fell overboard or something and you had to dive in afterwards because she'd knocked her head on the side. That was the story I read.
Oh, gosh, you've been Googling.
what these solicitors do in their own time, who knows? But there we are.
Yeah. So is there any truth in this?
Oh, yes. It was when I was away in Italy for 2 weeks with Miss Motors, and we were in Napoli.
Napoli.
The Bay of Naples, Bay of Naples. And we were on a boat for the day doing a photo shoot. Well, we're all it was kind of like a promotional thing for the event. And one of the girls was posing on the edge of the boat, and she kind of fell in and knocked her head. And so I don't know if she was a competent swimmer or not. And then, as I think the article says, I think my lifeguard skills kicked in, and mm-hmm. I dove into the water. It wasn't as glamorous as that. I just completely just as anyone would do, really, would jump into the water and help. I don't think the designer who gave us the dresses was too happy about two of their...
Well, of course, I mean, obviously, if you design the dresses, I mean, the most important thing is, are the dresses still wearable? I mean, you know, the fact that somebody's actually possibly drowning. Memo for the Cobra Elite cheerleading squad.
Did they not turn it into a photo shoot?
Well, what would have been cool is if I had a Supergirl costume underneath my ripped that off, swung the hair out, had my blonde pony out and dove in or something. Now, that would have been a better for a photo shoot, but... It kind of stopped then. I think they just carried on with the day, but the girl was a bit shaken up. But that was it. I think I did my hero deeds for the day. And
It's just as well we're shortly going to Arthur Weingarten, who actually wrote for the series Wonder Woman. I think, you know, obviously we need to have the Abby Bridgman effect on that Wonder Girl, that sort of sense.
I must say, I actually have the Supergirl costume. That was one of my nicknames from when I was in Miss England, was Supergirl.
There you go. You know, clearly sorted through in every sense of the word. As I say, Holly, we must obviously get the link of Cobra Elite thing together for Abby Bridgman. I think we need to see a partnership developing there.
She needs to look, she's saving people.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheerleading
that would
on the
be
side.
Too cool. Do a music video like Gwen Stefani's, it called Banana Song.
Oh yeah, the Hollaback Girl.
It's a whole new world. We'll work into every sense of the word. Abby, it's been fantabulous connecting with your good self today. We've got two final questions for you. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic debut here on the Midweek Drive?
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic, and thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a genuine delight. So can we look forward to welcoming you back to the airwaves, either whether you're in Liverpool, Southport, Nashville, wherever in the globe you happen to be, will you be able to return in the not-too-distant future?
I would absolutely be honoured to. It would be lovely.
A round of applause, please, Abby Bridgman. A superheroine, country music person. Yay!
All right, okay. Very good to see you down in New Orleans, man. Yeah, Harry. Yeah, yeah.